We lost a legend over the weekend, the big-hearted, triple XL, super-sized man of soul, gospel, man of the cloth himself, Solomon Burke.
Burke died yesterday, as he had lived for more than 50 years. He passed away at the airport in Amsterdam en route to another sellout concert. Burke was born in West Philadelphia in 1940. It was just the beginning of a lifetime of blessings.
He preached his first sermon at age 7 in his grandmother's church and was named a bishop in that church at age 21. He was already a singer-songwriter by then. At age 14, his first hit song was Christmas Presents from Heaven. To hear Burke tell it, the presents just never stopped coming.
God bless. I'm blessed to be the father of 14 daughters and 7 sons, 90 grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. I wanted to have a family. I wanted to have a large family. Every day is Christmas and every night is ATM.
In 1961, when he made this hit, Cry to Me, he was signed to Atlantic Records, where he stayed until 1968.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone.
He won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album in 2002 for Don't Give Up on Me, all with songs written for him by the likes of Tom Waits, Van Morrison, and Elvis Costello.
There's always tomorrow, or tomorrow night, hanging there, baby.
Burke was legendary for his generosity, as well as being right up there with James Brown, Barry White, Sam Cooke, and other icons of soul. On tours in the segregated South, Burke would bring along a giant chest of sandwiches to sell to hungry African-American performers. He often sold his very own Solomon's Magic Popcorn outside performance venues. This song he wrote for his friend, Sam Cooke.
Some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love that lingers on.
Burke was one of a kind. Aside from his smooth voice with an exceptional range, he had a personality to match. He's certainly the most successful pop artist who is also a mortician, a business he maintained in Los Angeles during some of the leaner years in his long career. But more than anything else, Burke loved to talk about his family.
I have an awful lot of children and grandchildren who are in the music business. My daughter Candy and Willie sat down to write a song. I got a little jealous because, you know, she wasn't right with me. You know, oh, come on, my baby, you don't write with me. So her and Willie, they sat there and they wrote this song. And I said, well, can I hear it? No, man, you're going to eat you some chicken. Don't you get away with it. And they brought me the song when it was finished. And now, the band's playing it, you're going to sing it. And the error of my ways. I know this sounds crazy. Me down here on my knees.
Solomon Burke lived to age 70. Burke's got a permanent gig now. No doubt he's looking for another pulpit and another sellout crowd at that big airport in the sky.
A very powerful blues song.
My soul has me searching.
Very, very touching, very moving for me because it was my first punch to realize that my little girl has been hurt by love. And I was honored to be the one to record it.
Well, it's been a few hours. It's been a few days since I've seen the error of my way.